Glover.
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, Father, we in it. We even intercede for. Okay, so Father, we even intercede as well for Mrs. Glover, Sister Glover. We intercede for her, God. We intercede for the whole Glover family, that you would just touch them now. God, let them know that you are working behind the scenes and you're working it out for their good. We thank you now. We speak strength. We speak joy. And we speak the shalom, the peace of God, to rest in this situation. And we give you glory. And we give you praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Realize this, that you all are not going to decline. You're not going to decrease. And you're not going to die. But you're going to another place in God. You're going to another place in God. You're going to another place in God. And this is the hour and this is the season where he wants you to fellowship more with him. He wants you to commune more with him. He wants you to talk to him. He said, the word of God says, meditate on my word day and night. Listen, I know some people who don't believe in meditation, but it all depends on who you're meditating to. It all depends on what you're meditating for. Meditate. That's why he said, meditate on the word day and night. And if you meditate on the word day and night, he said, the word that you have hidden in your heart, that you may not sin against me. So all you got to do, when situations come up, don't you know that there's a prescription? There's a scripture for your situation. Know your word. Know your word. Sometimes just open up the word and start reading out loud. Communicate with the Father. Let the Father know. Let the Father know. Because guess what? I know y'all say, well, it ain't that he don't know what's going on. He's all-knowing, but he want to hear your voice. He wants to hear your voice. Call me at 563-999-3060 before we get ready to close out. This is the season. This is the hour that God wants to hear your voice. Those of you that has a heavenly language, you could communicate with the Father. It will listen. When you begin to speak in your heavenly language, you begin to speak in tongue, it begins to stir up all. It begins to stir up the gifting. It begins to bring strength. It is vital for the saints of God to begin to speak in their heavenly language. It begins to confuse the enemy, so the enemy don't even know what you're talking about. Part of your relationship with him. May the shalom and the peace of God rest on you. Hello, caller. How are you?